All right, ladies and gentlemen, so, did college degree work for you?
So you told them why theirs didn't work for them.
Yeah.
Why didn't it work?
Because I told them you didn't know how to sell yourself.
But are you sure it's what they want?
You can have a college degree and you walk in there and you cannot sell yourself. They have to have a course in these colleges on how to sell yourself.
It's true. Yeah. But you know, it's four of us, all my sisters, four of us. Two of them, one got a degree in political science, wound up working at the post office for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Another one got one in fashion because that's what she was into when she was 18. She'd never worked in fashion in her life. And my other sister and I both went into broadcasting, into communications. But
right.
It's hard to figure out what you want to do. You're just lucky if you figure it out when you're 18.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'll say this. I don't necessarily, I agree with you, Russ, on knowing how to sell yourself. But you have to remember, college is not for everybody. And I think the problem in this country is that they push that on everybody. Some people hated learning in school, classroom style settings. So what we need to start doing is tapping into some other things. Like, you have children that have been good with their hands since 6 years old. Why are you child to go to college and get a degree in history when he could mm-hmm. be, you know, an auto mechanic and start his own business?
It's true.
So some of these things, I mean, it's just like a waste of sometimes, because I have too many friends that graduated from college and even have master's degree and still don't know the difference in your, Y-O-U-R, and your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Yeah, I hear you.
Tweet, tweet.
One-Eyed Willie, 4869, says, mine did, but I had to create my own lane. I do TV production, but I freelance. Judah on the beat says, some college degrees don't allow you to make the necessary money needed to live in this world with that degree. Don't forget about student loans.
Is your college degree working for you? Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, I have an associate's degree in electronic engineering, and I got it back in 99, and I have not used it at all, but it's given me a $2 differential in the place that I work now.
So you make $2 more than you would if you didn't have an associate's degree?
Wow.
Correct.
Well,
I mean, you know what's crazy? I had this argument with two friends the other day where they were actually arguing about it. One has a degree and one without. And one without, he said the only difference between him and one with the degree is he don't have the student loan bills.
Mm. But it's more about what you do in college.
That's right.
What you learn and how you use it.
Yes, that's right.
That's Britt, who just got out of college.
Yeah. Fresh out.
Who's using her degree.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
I think that your college degree, it just depends on, like, certain majors make certain money. That's just a given. You have to have the mindset for it. I personally was a history major. My degree got me more money initially on my job. Mm-hmm. But am I in a field that that's really pertaining to my degree? Absolutely not.
I have a question for you. And here's my question, and I think college students need to know this. What were you expecting to do with a history degree?
Well, originally, I was early childhood education, and I wanted to go into the education field, but then I wanted to go into law school. So that's why I went into history, to go into law school. Realized I'm really not a school person, per se, and I'm not going to spend all that money to go to law school. So then, I just graduated with my degree. I loved it. I did a lot of fun things. I am in love with my major, but real world came after I graduated and was like, okay. I mean, but I have the skills. You know, I'm analytical. I can research.
And that's what school teaches you, too.
Put that on your resume.
Yeah, but, you know, it's about selling yourself, man. I know a lot of people that didn't go to school, didn't go to college, that are millionaires.
Yeah.
Because they knew how to sell themselves.
Bill Gates. Judah says, there are no jobs in your field to sell yourself to, Russ. That's for you. Brandon Davenport says, I have a degree in finance. I don't work in finance, but I use the skills. The thing now is the degree is what gets you in the door.
I didn't quite understand that.
He's saying there are no jobs in your field to sell yourself to.
What field?
I don't know.
Are you talking about my field?
Whatever his field is.
You have to sell yourself every... Are you serious?
In whatever field you're in, you got to sell yourself.
Yes. Because there's somebody holding your paycheck, and if they're not feeling you, you're not getting the check.
Mm-hmm. And you can't give up on it. People think that they're going to get a job within 6 months of graduating.
Right. You're not.
It's all over.
Right.
And you're not going to make six figures 6 months out. You got to work anywhere you go.
Unless you choose a major that does that. So you might want to do your research. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. Your college degree, is it working for you?
It is absolutely working for me. Right. I majored in business management, and I live in the D.C. area, and I got into the proposal world, and I got my degree online in 2007,
And I majored in business management, and it's 2013, and I'm making over $70,000.
Wow.
And I'm doing entrepreneurship on the side.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Did people look at you because you had an online degree? Did your employers look at you differently than like a, you know, did a brick and mortar degree? Did they look at you differently? Like, oh, really? Or no?
Well, you know what? At first I didn't. I just would say the name of the university because they had both an online program and then, you know, campus program. And then I decided, then they would ask, oh, you went all the way to Colorado? And then I was like, oh, no, I did it online. Once I got the interview, I said, oh, no, I got it online. And they say, oh, okay. But my story is a little different because I did go to University of Maryland. I just didn't finish. Mm-hmm. But and so I'll say, well, you know, I finished my degree online. You know,
yeah.
Got a personal stuff happened and I wasn't able to finish.
Right.
And then I finished it online, and they respected that and they appreciated
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and those online degrees,
and they're so much less expensive.
Yeah, but you know what? It works.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work if you can't sell yourself.